Just gotta dive in.
Mm-hmm. Into cement?
Hopefully not. If you miss the pool, that could happen.
Okay.
But you just gotta...
Just don't miss the pool.
Just don't miss the pool. That's the key, yeah.
That's the rule of life. That's just the rule. Don't miss the pool.
And don't run, or you'll slip and fall. I don't know what that's supposed to translate to in in real life, but those are the pool rules. This is number two for me, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So you're a pro now. I expect nothing short of perfection.
Not
now.
As good as Sydney or Jaylene, but I'm getting there.
How about Matthew?
Oh, I'm better than Matthew. And he you can at me on that one, Matthew. Okay. Hey, I've got one more episode now than him.
You do?
He's got to step his game up.
You do. He does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. What's up, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Four Honors Podcast. And with me today, I have a very special friend, Cody.
I'm back.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Today's been a nice, peaceful day.
Yeah. Yep. You liking the weather? The weather's nice.
Oh my gosh. If it snows in Ohio one more time...
It better not.
It better not. Let's just leave it at that. Let's just leave it at that.
I looked at the weather for the next 2 weeks, and it's supposed to be in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at work, you know, I work outside, so I...
So you're hoping for it.
I'm really hoping that it's nice out, because I actually want to work. Don't hear me say that very often, but it's true.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you ready?
I'm ready. We got some topics to talk about out here.
Interesting topics.
Yeah.
Some very interesting topics.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Ready?
Topic one. You came up with this one.
I did.
Would you like to introduce it?
I would. First topic we're going to be talking about today is role models. Okay. Who are your role models? I guess maybe how they became your role models, or just kind of role models in general. And I'll let you start off since I introduced there.
Okay. Let's see here. I mean, I feel like you can always go with the cliche, my parents were my role models, or I don't have an older sibling, but my older sibling is my role models.
Right.
But if we wanted to go outside of that.
Yeah.
Which I'm assuming that's how you want to take this.
Yeah.
I would probably say a lot of mine are very creative people. People that I watch.
Yeah, I don't mean to interrupt, but I know you watch a lot of YouTubers, obviously.
Yeah.
And I just from knowing you as a friend, I know they have a pretty big influence. I mean, on the podcast in general.
Yeah.
And just in your everyday life, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think for me, one of them is he does a fantastic job. Casey Neistat.
Okay, yeah.
You know him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. Mm-hmm. Basically the fact that he's always talking about he created a video last year, Do What You Can't, which was pretty much a video of don't let anyone else tell you that you can't do something and instead prove them wrong, because in today's society, you can do whatever you want as long as you work hard enough for it.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is a big inspiration and key to everything that I do, because I wholeheartedly believe the same thing.
Absolutely.
He's just a very motivated and creative person, which I sincerely enjoy and like about him.
Well, I think you guys you guys are kind of the same in that kind of aspect. You always push yourself, you push yourself as hard as you can. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know Casey does too, and that's kind of where you guys have a connection, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
You guys both can kind of relate to that message, definitely.
There's this one, so he's on a new project now that he's doing called 368. I don't know if you've heard of this.
I have not heard about
this. Okay, so initially he came out with a company called Beam, which was a digital technology and app development company.
Okay, yeah.
And initially he then sold it to CNN, and it was going to be news, but individuals went on site and got the news. It was supposed to be news 2.0. So they individually went out with like their DSLR cameras.
Oh, so like, not personally. Reporters.
No. Like they weren't.
Like just everyday people?
Yeah, like they weren't official reporters.
Okay, yeah.
And then their Beam app was supposed to connect them. So like you can watch their content and then you can respond and record yourself and your reactions to their content.
That's pretty cool.
And share it. And it's supposed to be like the news 2.0. So everyone has a point of view and say and stuff.
Huh.
CNN, after buying it, after I think maybe a year, they decided to shut it down. So that ended.
Mm-hmm.
So he then started this company called 368, still in the works. But he wants it to be a creative studio for people in New York, for his creative friends and everyone else, to be able to have a center that they can come to. Almost like, you know how YouTube provides YouTube Space?
Yeah.
Where the creators can come and they can make their own content and stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
The issue with YouTube Space is the fact that, yes, they'll allow you to use their facilities to create your content, but you have to submit your video, your final video, to them.
And they have to, like, approve it.
And they have to approve it, which then takes, like, 2 to 3 months for them to approve.
Really?
So by the time they approve anything, it's probably irrelevant.
Right, yeah.
Definitely. So it's like, why would you use that?
Mm-hmm.
So because there isn't one in New York, Casey wants to make one for himself and for his friends and all the other creative people that are in New York.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Which is, like, amazing because that's a big leap and it's definitely gonna be something.
Yeah,
like definitely. It's gonna be huge and it'd be awesome to be like a part of that.
Oh yeah,
just because of like I can already tell how big of an impact it's going to be.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why he's one of my role models or inspirations. Another one when it comes to photography in particular, Peter McKinnon.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I've mentioned him
before. I'm not like really like big into photography, but you, I know you talk about him a lot.
So he started his YouTube channel literally a year ago, hit 1 million subscribers within a year, doing like photography tips, tricks, and his like 2 minute Tuesdays, which he shows you like editing tricks.
Oh,
like this is how you can get it to look like this, or this is how you can get it to look like that.
Yeah.
Very big inspiration, just like the hustle that he puts into his stuff and just how big of a production he does with it just being him and how much attention to detail that he puts in something.
Definitely
find him as an inspiration and a role model. When it comes to like the creative people, like obviously both of them are very creative, very motivated,
but they
have their own like niche and group.
When
it comes to just like crazy fun creatives, mine has to be Jenna Marbles is definitely up there.
Okay.
Just because everything she does is hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's for fun. It's like entertainment value.
Right.
But it's stuff people think about and never dare to do. And she's just like, you know what?
Just like, she just does it.
I'm gonna do it. Like, she literally put up a video a couple days ago of her taking her dogs, buying baby clothes and baby stuff for them, and treating them like babies because her boyfriend Julian always complains that she treats them like babies. So she's like, no, I'm gonna show you what treating a dog like a baby is like. And she literally went out, bought everything, and
that's just funny.
Did like a funny like 12 minute entertainment video.
Yeah, definitely.
So like just the fact of how like creative and out there she is and like outgoing, I definitely find that as one. I don't know. A lot of mine come from the internet, and it's a lot of creative people. Like what I said, if we weren't going to do, like, the traditional, oh, my parents, oh,
well,
my
right, and
family, blah, 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 I would say them.
I think that's kind of like an unsung thing that, I mean, applies to most people. Like, my parents are my role model. Like, it's that way for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right. And, yeah. I see, like, the thing that's different for me is, like, I have very, few role models, I would say. Like, probably the biggest role model for me would be, like, John Lennon.
Really?
Honestly, yeah. And partly because of, like, his music and that, like, really appealed to me, like, the type of music he made and, like, what it meant to that generation, even though I have absolutely nothing to do with the generation.
Yeah.
It, like, it still applies today a little bit. Mm-hmm. And just, like, how he always, like, just spread peace and love. That's kind of like what I, like, what my aspiration is to be. Is just to, like, just go out and, like, be nice and happy to people. I mean, even if they're, like, mean to you, maybe they're just having an off day. And just be nice to them, and maybe they'll be like, you know what? I need to go out and spread some happiness myself. That was always kind of like my biggest role model, I would say. And and I watch a lot of YouTube. I don't know. Maybe I just haven't found like my person yet.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Like, there's a lot of people that I look up to on YouTube, and I don't know if I would say like role model per se. Ooh. Like, more like I just, like their videos and stuff. And
yeah.
I find their content entertaining.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, like, my parents, obviously. Family, obviously, like, just applies in general. And yeah, I don't know. I think it's, like, it's interesting, just the concept of a role model.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I feel like, I don't know, I feel like, instead of, like, having, I don't know, it's weird to try to explain, like, having a role model, I feel like people should just, like, be their own role, I mean, that's, like, another, like, cliche thing to say, but, like, be your own role model.
Yeah.
Like, just kind of do what you want to do and be a trailblazer, that's the word.
See, I mean, I don't know if I'd consider them role models, I'd consider them inspiration.
That's the good word.
Is a better term.
Yeah.
Because role model typically assumes that you're like putting them on a pedestal and you're like, oh, they can't do anything wrong.
That's
when people get in trouble, because
absolutely
then you think, oh, if they can't do anything wrong, then obviously I can do anything that they can do.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they mess up. And then you're
Like the whole Logan Paul, that whole situation. Like
Logan Paul,
I think that's situation. Where I think that's exactly, you know what I mean? Exactly what you're talking about. Like, yeah, absolutely. I
definitely would say inspiration. Role model seems like a very strong word.
That is true. Role models, you know, it's a dangerous territory to go to, because, like you said, I mean, you can be like just blinded by like the stardom and the.
And that's when it gets scary.
Yeah, because then they can be, like, sneaky and do bad stuff. And not that role model, like, not that a lot of role models do, but it definitely happens, yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What would you do if someone, say, 5-10 years down the line, you find out that someone considers you as a role model or inspiration? How do you, as an individual, handle that?
Let me first say, if someone thinks that I'm their role model...
Cody, I consider you as my role model.
They might not know enough about me. I mean, like...
I mean, like, how do you handle that as an individual? You know, because I think that's a very tricky question.
That's a very tricky question, I agree. And I'm sure, like, most celebrities kind of think the same thing, you know? Like, being a role model is... It's like almost like being, I would almost compare it to being like a parent.
Yeah.
I mean, you're responsible for what you're exposing your, like, the people that idolize you as.
Yeah, your audience or whatever.
Yeah, your audience or, I mean, like.
Your fans or whatever.
Yeah, it's scary because, you know, you do something wrong and maybe you do something wrong. And you know you shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm just going to reference the Logan Paul incident. You know, you do something wrong, you apologize, you know it's wrong.
Yeah.
I think where you run into trouble is where your fans are like, or your, whoever idolizes you.
Yeah.
They don't realize, like, that you did do something wrong. And they're, like, defending you when you don't, when you know you shouldn't be defended.
When you're like, clearly I shouldn't be defended. It was something wrong. And they're like, no.
And you're like, no, you're completely in the right. I think that's where, like, I think that's where role modeling is really hard. Because then you need to be able to speak to your audience and say, don't defend me.
Yeah.
Like, I know that this was wrong, and I know that you guys, like, idolize me and stuff, but I messed up, and I do mess up, because everyone's human, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's where, like, most of... I feel like it's just a lot of pressure, you know?
Yeah.
If someone ever, like... And I mean, like, I hope someday to be a parent, and I hope my kids would, like, obviously, like, me be a role model. You know, I'm going to be, like... You just have to be responsible, obviously, and it's just, it's, I think it's a lot of pressure, you know? Yeah,
that's what I think, too.
Like, just being, even a parent in general, I mean, adding up to, your kids are going to go after you, so you just really always have to be, you have to be on your best behavior, or things could go, things could go wrong, you know? Yeah, definitely.
Gotcha, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
It's tough being a role model.
I hope, I don't know what it's like to be a role model. Yeah. Oh. Hey, it when your podcast blows up, you'll be a role model.
And that's
I'm calling it now. And then I'll be looking up. I'll be looking up to you.
Oh,
we'll swap.
Will we?
We will.
It's terrifying. I'll bring you with me.
Oh, please don't. Pressure and me are no bueno. Oh. No bueno.
Okay. Okay. Very nice.
I like just being like tucked away in the corner, like I just do my own little thing over
Okay, whatever, like when I get an actual studio, like an actual studio office, I'll make sure I'll have like a tiny room. It'll
there
be
like you
the
go.
Harry Potter closet.
Oh, it'll, there you go.
It'll be the Cody closet.
I'm good. That's all the space I need.
The
like
Cody
just,
zone.
Just tuck me away in there. I'll have like I'll be good.
Okay.
Just feed me once every day or something.
Every so often?
Yeah. Whenever you remember.
Yeah, here you go. I remember today.
Exactly. Yeah. Definitely. Okay.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Interesting. Topic two now?
Topic two.
Okay. Topic two. I have to look at the book.
Same. I don't remember.
Stress.
Oh, hey, I kind of wrapped.
You did.
I kind of segued early into that, didn't I?
You did. Okay, so I came up with this one. And here's why.
Okay.
I am finishing university. Going to be officially done. I don't know why I call it university. I think the reason why I call it university, segue, is the fact that it sounds more like... It
sounds more proper. A
more
lot of
proper,
European
yeah.
people call it university,
they
right?
do.
Yeah, yeah. Like college isn't a thing.
Like Europeans and like Canadians and stuff.
Oh, Canadians,
so like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So like I've been trained to call it university because like it also sounds better.
Yeah, it definitely does. I agree.
But anyways... I have literally, like, 3 weeks left. I'm taking three classes because I want to cruise through the final semester.
Right.
I have five papers and a presentation to go with every paper, pretty much.
That's rough.
These papers are eight-page papers.
That is really rough.
Yes.
I feel bad for you. I thought high school was enough for me, and I was like, calling it quits there.
Like, I am literally slowly shutting down because of all of this.
Just like in the middle of the podcast, you're just gonna like just doze off, take a nap. I'll take over. We'll just have a nice little.
To the point, on the days I don't have to get up early for classes, literally Thursday, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wake up until 11. Like I am exhausted from
That's
writing
rough.
These papers, and I still have like two to go.
I was gonna say, yeah, you're not even done, man. I got all the respect for you, man.
So like, stress. What is it for you, and how do you handle it? Because I'm a very stress-free person.
Same. I would agree with you there. Like, I tend to be a stress-free person, but there's stuff that gets to everybody, you know?
And, like, this is getting me.
Yeah. Things that stress me out. Well, I'll go back to what I was saying earlier. When people look up to me, that stresses me out. Because I want to be, like, I want to be a good role model to people. And, like, when all the eyes are on you, that's where you start getting, like, oh, gosh. You're like... sweating and stuff. Yeah, like you said, I tend to be a stress-free person. Like I said when I was on earlier, I'm pretty laid back. I mean, I don't tend to be, like, stressed out very often. And just from knowing you and as a friend, I mean, I know that you're the same way. Things that stress me out are... I don't like conflict. Conflict stresses me out. Like, okay, like, I worked at a Shell gas station.
Yep.
Right? And when people come in and, like, complain, that, like, stresses me. Like, when you mess something up and then they start getting, like, upset, like, I get stressed out because, like I said, I try to, like, make people happy. So then when they're, like, mad at me, I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm that guy that apologizes, like, 15 times for, like, the smallest mistake. That is literally me. Like, like, I give the guy, like, the wrong pop, and he's like, oh, I just wanted a diet. And I'm like, I act like the world's gonna end. I'm like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. Sir, please don't call my manager. I'm, like, freaking out.
Oh my god.
That is absolutely me. Just because, like, I don't like making people upset, you know? Like, I just want to make people happy, and, like, I just do not deal with conflict well. That's, like, I would say that's, like, my biggest stressor. And it doesn't, like, the thing that's weird is it doesn't really last that long. Like, my stress goes away pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, they'll leave, and then I'll be like, okay, everything's fine. Like, just calm down. Like, I look, like, some people, like, have a hard time doing that, like, calming themselves down. Luckily, I can do that. Because it happens a lot, like, more than I would like. So it's nice to, like, just step back,
chill out. Do you have any, like, particular method or strategy that you do?
Like, in that moment, like, if I'm at work and that happens, I'll just be like, you just, like, I, like, not, like, talk to myself, like, literally speaking out loud, but, like...
mentally?
Mentally, I'm like, it's fine. Like, people make mistakes, you know, just deep breath.
Yeah.
Just walk into the cooler. Just stand there, cool down. Talk to your coworkers. I'm like, okay. Now, like, long-term stress, like you said with, like, papers and stuff. In high school, English was, like, not my worst subject, but it was the hardest for me. I can't write papers to save my life.
Neither can I.
Yeah. I literally can't. They're like, it's like a 2-page paper, and I'm like, I'm struggling at a page. I'm like, and I'm just like, I'm that guy that repeats, like, instead of writing USA, you gotta write United States of America. You gotta milk that dry. Yeah.
Oh my god, I did that for one of my papers, because it was talking about this one was on, like, like, drug doping in sports.
Yeah.
And athletes that do it. Mm. So instead of MLB, he literally wrote out Major League Baseball as a question. Yeah. So every time it was Major League Baseball.
That's how you do it. That's how you get
them. And then we talked about, like, the East German doping system.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I mentioned it, it was the East German doping system, just because I'm like, I gotta fill this up.
Yeah.
Now, another thing that I hate, having to cite things and, like, use other people's words quotes.
Yeah, that was another really stressful part. And that wasn't as prevalent in high school. Because, like, yeah. I mean, you could kind of, like... They weren't as strict about it.
Yeah.
At least where we went to high school.
Yeah.
But when you're, like, obviously, when you're in college, it is a big deal to cite everything correctly, you know? And even citing at the end of a paper, like, all the articles, like, the right format and the...
Yeah.
Oh, like, it's rough.
Okay. So, I hate it so much that literally for my papers, I will type up the entire paper.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will go back, look at what I said, and then find stuff to match what I said.
That's not a bad idea.
Just because
honestly, I
hate doing, like, the research and picking out sentences and being like, oh, I'll use it here and here
right,
and here.
Yeah.
So, like, I literally type out the entire paper, look at it, and be like, oh, I remember this example can fit into here. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't do the type it and then come up with things.
Yeah, you don't do it as you go.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I would think. You just, I mean, well, plus it helps if you get to the end of the paper and you're like, oh, I'm short a little. Go back, add some quotes here, add some quotes there. Yeah, definitely. But, like, things like that, you know, my biggest stress reliever, I think, is like playing video, just like relaxing in general. Obviously, that's like a really general statement, like just relaxing, but like playing video games, hanging out with friends, just like forgetting about it.
Yeah.
Is kind of like my like escape from it. Like, I'm the biggest procrastinator. And so it's like, I have a paper due like 2 days from now. It's like, I'm just going to go hang out with friends. Paper doesn't exist. And then I'm that guy that one day before I'm like, flying through the paper. Yeah. That was another reason why, like, the short time I did go to college, it was rough. Yeah. Because like, especially in college, you know, you have a job and you have, you still want to hang out with friends and you want to, and you got to write papers and you got to do tests. It's like, it just adds up, you know?
Yeah.
What are your, like, your ways to relieve stress? Like,
reliever?
Yeah.
I literally have to step away from it and completely forget about it. I do this thing where it's not even when I'm stressed, it's when I'm relaxed or trying to relax, where a lot of people think that I do it and I'm like freaking out over something, but it's actually one of those things that helps me relax.
Mm-hmm.
Is like, okay, so I do like a long-winded sigh pretty much.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Like, you know how most people, like, if you hear them sigh, there's something wrong.
Yeah, like
yeah.
That. Yeah.
For me, it's like, it does something to me where it, like, shuts off my brain and just lets me, like, exist and not worry about anything. It's very
interesting,
weird.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just be laying there or sitting there and I'll be doing something, and then if I feel really relaxed or if I'm like trying to relax, I'll just go. And like, people think that I'm like freaking out over something or there's something wrong and they'll ask me, and I'm like, no, this is literally
something helping,
I don't know what it is, but me breathing in and then a long exhale sigh, it's like all the weight's gone.
Huh. That's interesting.
I can't explain it, but that's what I do.
Hmm. I don't know if I have anything that, like, I guess, like, sometimes I'll just, like, get up and walk, like, just walk, like, aimlessly walk around. So I'm just like, eh, whatever, I'll just get up and, like, aimlessly wander around.
Nice.
Maybe I'll find a paper somewhere and I can just be like, oh, this'll work. I don't know if there's anything like that, like specific like that.
Okay, so I have a question for you about papers.
Yeah.
The hardest thing for me when it comes to writing papers is the length, because I'm a very straightforward and like to the point person.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of been embedded in me since day one, and that's how I am.
Yeah.
Is that your issue too, or is it like, is it just something weird? Because for me, that's what it is.
Absolutely. That is my biggest issue. I'm not, like, the other thing too, you know, those times where you have to like write like an actual story, like, like a make-believe story where you just have to like, I don't write details.
Yeah.
That's my biggest issue. Like, she went to the house. She opened the door. There was a monster. That is literally my stories. Because,
not like,
in my head, like, yes, I can see, like, what is happening.
Yeah.
I just don't, I don't translate that to the paper.
No, like, she quietly frolicked to the house to open the giant red door attached to her lovely purple grandma's house.
Not me. Literally not, the complete opposite of me. Yes. Yeah, like, my stories are probably the most boring, like, the very few that I wrote, the most boring thing. Like, literally, that's it. Like, got in the car. He drove to the store.
You're like, I will give you the outline. You can just fill in the blanks here.
That's what it is.
We're literally playing Mad Lib with details.
If you would have told me, like, your idea about, like, putting in quotes, I should have done that. I should have, like, wrote out the most generic story I could have possibly imagined and then just added a bunch of details.
That's literally my tactic for all of these things. And I also cannot do outlines. Like, if someone's like, do an outline before you write the paper, I'm like, no! I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna write the paper. I don't do outlines.
Did you ever have a... You had Mr. McGee.
Mr. Right? McGee with his outlines? Yes. Yes, I did. Here's the first sentence to the paragraph.
Here's the key. First sentence of every paragraph.
Of every paragraph.
Best outline. And you read and you get bonus points.
That's true.
That was lit.
Unfortunately, that doesn't work that for doesn't, me now.
Yeah, that doesn't practically work, but that just cracks me up, yeah. Outlines are kind of pointless to me. Maybe it's because I don't write a bunch of details. I don't know. Outlines to me never worked because my story developed as I wrote.
As you wrote it. Yeah. Yeah. Same.
It wasn't like I have the whole story in my head right now. I better write it down before I forget. Yeah. Like that was never me. Like I'd be writing it and then I'd be like, what happens next? And I'd sit there and stare at the paper. Yeah, that sounds good.
Like, oh, I'll sure.
Just, yeah. You just kind of go along with it as you go. So yeah, I agree. Like outlines never, they never helped.
Yeah.
And maybe that is just because I'm bad at writing papers. I don't know. Like, who knows? But like,
I don't know.
Yeah, it was rough. And the other thing is too, I think that matters, is when you're writing like a research paper,
mm-hmm.
if it's something that doesn't interest me, obviously it's going to be really hard to write about because I'm not going to want to like sit there and read through it all and I'm going to be like...
So you mean like my honors class that I'm currently taking about doping in sports?
Yeah, well, I don't care about drug doping
and I don't care about sports.
Exactly. That would be so hard to write about because it's not something that interests you, so why would you care? Yeah.
Exactly.
I agree 100% because my best paper I ever wrote was it wasn't even a paper, it was a presentation. The best presentation I ever did, senior year anatomy on type 1 diabetes, because I have type 1 diabetes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, heck, I already know everything about it, and research might actually help me, so let's get cracking. Yeah.
I mean, that's like why for my honors capstone being what it is, this pretty much.
Yeah, it's something like, that interests you.
I can talk about this for hours.
Exactly.
I'm not worried about typing that paper or giving that presentation.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. I think that's a big key too. Yeah, definitely. So.
Stress is the thing to deal with. Even if you're a pretty stress-free person, it hits you.
You know, I feel bad for people that stress easily.
All the time. I know.
And exactly. We all know those people. And
like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, because it must be rough.
Yeah.
Like, stressing about every little... Yeah. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yep.
Definitely.
Okay.
Now that you got that off your chest.
I know. It's literally just me venting.
I was going to say, you said when you brought up that topic, you're like, I have relative experience. And I'm like, I guarantee you do. I guarantee you'll be able to get something out of it.
I am so ready for the second week of May when I don't have to do anything anymore.
That'll be nice.
Oh, will be.
Real quick, are you stressed about graduating?
Honestly, I could care less about graduating.
Okay. Like after graduation?
I'm honestly my mom asked me. She's like, okay, so here's what we're going to do for your graduation party. I was wondering, do you find this interesting? Would you want this? What type of snacks do you want for this? I'm like, I don't really care.
There you go.
Like, at this point, whatever sounds good to you, I am perfectly fine with.
Mm-hmm.
And that, yeah, I've had the question about, like, are you stressed about graduating and, like, doing blah, 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 and walking? And I'm like, honestly, at this time, I haven't even thought about that. Because I could care less. Literally,
true,
they
yeah.
can send me my diploma in the mail. I don't care anymore.
See, that was another big thing that, like, stressed me out. Is, like, when I graduated high school, it was, like... Like, everyone, I feel like a lot of people have that fear of, like, they just don't know what they want to do.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like graduating college, like, that would be a really big thing. Because, like, there's always that possibility, like, you get that diploma, and then you just never do anything with, like,
yeah.
I don't know. That was always, my things.
Here's the thing. I have an associate's degree already.
Mm-hmm.
Literally sitting in the bottom of my closet.
See, like, that was the thing that would stress me the most, is, like... when I had plans to go to college, if I graduated and never did anything with my degree, I would be so mad at myself. I'd be like, oh, I've wasted all that money and all that time for nothing.
Like, it's literally sitting in the bottom of my closet. Nice. To the point where I probably have to find it. and I'm a pretty, like, organized person, too.
Yeah, true.
No, so thankfully, I don't know how people do it. Like, it's amazing. Thankfully, place that I'm working at, they offered me a job already back in December.
Oh, right.
So I don't have to worry about finding a job, which I don't know how people do it.
All this, like, find a job?
This graduate, like, balance graduating as well as submitting their resumes
and
applications and everything to all these different companies to try to find a job.
Mm-hmm.
No clue. Thankfully, the cards fell in my favor this time. And because I've worked there for literally 6 years, since I was like 15 and a half. Like, before I even got my driver's license.
They're that's good.
They're like, we would like to offer you a job. And I was like, thank you.
There you go.
I will gladly take you up on that offer.
That would take a lot off for me, definitely. Yeah. That was always a thing that I worried about, like, if I, like, graduated and, like, never found, like, a job. Like, yeah. Yeah.
But, like, okay, so my plans are
to
do that job, work there, and then I also want to continue this. So this isn't just going to be a project and done sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to continue making this a weekly thing. And then I also want to do additional videos and content on top of it.
And I asked you about that before we started. I was like, I was almost 100% sure the answer was going to be that you wanted to continue it. Because, I mean, like I said earlier, like, a lot of your, like you said, people that we look up to are on YouTube. And I know you've always had aspirations to be a YouTuber and stuff like that. So, like, I figured that the answer was yes, but I was just curious, I guess. Yeah.
Yes. Unless something tragic happens, I don't plan on ending this anytime soon.
Gotcha.
If anything, I plan on throwing more into it.
There you go, yeah.
Pushing forward. Ideally, in a fantastic world, I could turn this into my job.
That would be the goal.
Just because I love the whole process. The creative process, the recording, the edit. Oh my god, I could edit for hours. Like, I love editing.
Just make, like, a 24-hour video of just, like, nothingness and just start editing a bunch of stuff into it.
Like, I love it. There's honestly nothing more exciting than getting everything scheduled to go live on Wednesdays at noon and then watching it go live. Like, nothing more exciting for me than, like, knowing that it's out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want to do that. I also want to try to, like, continue photography as well.
Okay, yeah.
Do more stuff with that. I've been, like, itching like crazy to do more photography. And since the weather is getting better, I'm like, Sid, I need you to be my model. Like, we need to do more things.
Definitely, yeah.
Oh, my God. Definitely. But, yeah, so, thankfully, because of that, I have the work thing all taken care of, so I don't have to worry about that being a stress.
Nice. That's a big step right there too. You can just go straight out of college, boom, right to your job.
Yes.
No worries in the world.
And they were generous enough to offer me a couple weeks off.
Well, there you go.
In between. So
you can kind of, like, get your
decompress.
Yeah, there you go. That
so I can get my sanity
definitely
back.
Definitely needed. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So I'm very appreciative of that.
Yeah.
So.
That's good to hear, yeah.
Yeah. So. Yep. Stress. It sucks. It happens to everyone, but
fun
you
stuff.
Just get through it.
Yep. Just keep on keeping on.
Okay. Topic three.
Topic three.
Conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Okay. So, a couple episodes back, Sid brought up this conspiracy theory to me. Now, I'm going to tell you about it. I want your opinion on it. And then I want to know the crazy ones you know.
Okay.
Because I'm not, like, a big conspiracy theory sort of person. Like, I don't look them up or anything. But if I find good ones... yeah, exactly. I don't do that. So, like, if I find good ones, I'm like, oh, this is good. Okay, so there was this guy that on Twitter, he put up this video saying, hey, I just got this random voice message, and it's like in, I don't know, like military code. I don't know what you want, like Delta Alpha.
Yeah, military alphabet.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyways, you, if you translate it, it roughly, I don't remember the exact terms, but it's, pretty much SOS, get out, they're coming, they're not human. And then coordinates that lead to the, where the Malaysian air flight disappeared.
Oh.
Now, there was a solar flare right before he received this message, so the theory was that the solar flare hit the black box that was inside the airplane and was able to boost the signal.
Hmm.
And that's how he got it. Now, there have been follow-up conversations with him. Shane Dawson actually did one where he, like, talked to him in person about this whole thing, trying to figure out if it was a real thing or if he was just messing with people to see how big he could get it. Because what happened was it got so big, he kept getting these random messages of, like, take down what you just put up, blah, 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 blah. There were people that were, there's, like, this guy with a camera that showed up outside of his house, like, the night or two after he posted it, that was, like, taking pictures of him in his house. Yeah. And so then all of a sudden his Twitter page was deleted. But then Shane was able to find one that was of the same photo as what the guy had as his profile pic, who tweeted it out. Was able to find him. The guy's a real guy. He legitimately got that message. Like, as far as he knows, no one was messing with him when he received this message. He posted it, didn't realize it was going to be as big of a thing as what it ended up being. And then this whole thing came out where apparently on 4/18, that's when they were supposed to, like, whoever was not human is supposed to, like, they're slowly taking over, they will reveal, blah, blah, blah.
Or 2 days late.
We're still here, thank God. So, I mean, what are your thoughts?
Okay. As I was hinting at earlier, I am a person that looks them up because I'm curious about, like, what people, like, say happened or what didn't happen or this and that and this and that. So I am that person that, like, goes on YouTube and is like, weird conspiracy theories. And then I just watch, like, 3 hour long. No. But, okay, that, I don't know.
Here's the thing. It was, for me, that one was actually kind of scary because of how much fact was behind it.
I was gonna say, I would probably have to, like, let me start by saying, I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah.
I saw, like, on the podcast, Sydney talking about it, and I was gonna look it up, and then I was like, I must have just forgot, because I was going to. See, it's really hard to say, because, like, let me start by saying, I feel like the biggest reason conspiracy theories exist are because people want to put, we were talking about this on the last podcast.
We were.
How where people just want to put answers where there are none, where there are no answers.
Yeah.
I feel like that is the biggest thing for conspiracy theories. Like, I saw a light in the sky, must be an alien, no other explanation. And it's like, what are you talking about? Like, slow your roll, man.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I would kind of have to, like, look more into that. As far as it sounds from what you said, I don't know. Especially when it's like, one person that received it, it's like really hard to say whether, like, he just did it for, like you said, like, the publicity maybe, or, like, maybe he's, like, loony kind of, who knows. Which,
okay, so in the conversation that they had, seemed like a normal guy, didn't seem like there was anything, like, weird with him or whatever. If you want, I can show you the video later.
Okay.
I can show you the video later. Yeah. That's probably the best thing. Seemed like a normal guy. Seemed like he got it. he thought it was weird, posted it, didn't expect it to be anywhere close to as big as what it came up to be, and didn't expect it to be, like, a whole thing to the point where he ends up deleting his Twitter handle and creates a new one.
I would say that has more weight than other conspiracy theories that I'll bring up. Just for the fact that the whole Malaysia Airlines thing was weird in itself.
Yeah.
How the plane just, like...
disappeared.
Went off. Yeah. So, maybe there's something there. Like I said, though, they're 2 days late.
Yeah.
I don't know if they ran out of gas in space. In space. And they're, like, stranded. We better go find them.
Like,
either way, they're 2 days late. Let me just always say that right now. They better get... they better go on their high horse and get on with it. But, so I don't know. I can't speak well on it just because I don't know enough about it. But, some odd conspiracy theories that I've seen. The more recent one is how you ever see the thing that Mark Zuckerberg's like... it's kind of like, it's kind of like a meme and a, yes. and like a conspiracy yes, theory in one, how he's like a robot alien, whatever.
Yeah.
See, those ones are just silly. And like I said, it's half a meme anyway, so it's people just being people.
Yeah.
And that kind of ties into, like, I was talking to you when we brought this up earlier about how, like, how they said Barack Obama is, like, part of a reptilian alien species and, like,
That's who was supposed to show up on 418.
He's here and they just didn't reveal. Dude, this video is going to get taken down under suspicious circumstances.
It is. I'm going to upload it and then 2 seconds later it'll be like, nah, we're not allowing this.
Yeah, so then there's that whole and that's, see, ones like that are just like, come on, that's just silly.
Yeah.
And there's like really no like factual evidence behind it, I would say. Ones that I was always, were always curious about were like, the moon landing was faked.
Okay.
Or people say.
Yeah.
I don't personally... see, a lot of these, I don't even personally believe. They just, like, they interest me, like, what people can, like...
can come up with.
Yeah. Again, where people can put answers that there may or may not be any.
Yeah.
So there's, like, the moon landing was faked. There's, like, JFK was killed by the CIA or somebody else. There was, like, Princess Diana was killed by... there's a lot of ones that, like, when famous people die, I feel like it's instantly... there's a conspiracy theory.
There's something going on, yeah.
Because it's kind of like what we were saying. Like, when role models, they can't just die because they're role models.
Yeah.
Like, they can't just, like, die of... not natural, but, like, there always has to be some conspiracy theory. They can't just die how people said they did. So, I feel like that's part of it. So there was the Princess Diana one, how she was like killed by the Secret Service or whatever.
Okay, have you heard of this one?
Yeah.
The mattress store conspiracy theory.
Mattress store? I don't think so.
So you know how it's really weird that if you go to like a city or whatever, typically there's like 3 mattress stores on one street.
Yeah.
And they're not that far away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this conspiracy theory that these mattress stores, and you never see anyone in these mattress stores. They just kind
of exist, very true, right? Yeah. They're just kind of like there.
So there's this conspiracy theory that all of them are actually tied to this like underground, I don't know if it's like a drug ring sort of thing, but they're tied to some sort of like underground illegal business of like laundering money, and that's how they transport things from place to place, just because of the fact that technically there shouldn't be 5 mattress stores in a 2-mile radius.
Right, and there's like nobody ever in them.
And
anyway,
no one's ever in them. Because how often do you actually buy a mattress?
That's, I mean, you typically only buy one. I mean, you hardly ever need to get like, you don't need another like, you just get one because you want an upgrade or something. Yeah. I've never heard that. I'll have to look more into these. And the only reason I'm ever so curious is because, yeah, it's just, like, weird how people, like, come up with all these, like these connections here, and, like, it's interesting to see how much time people can, like, devote and, like, see what they can, like, piece together. And I feel like it's kind of like a witch hunt sometimes. Like, they're looking for an excuse sometimes.
Just to find something.
Yeah, just to find something to be like, oh, this is something else here.
Yeah.
And like I said, I don't believe in most of them. I just look them up and I'm like, this is interesting. However, there's always like the... Like, they're not even really conspiracies.
Okay.
Like, I would say like... What would you say the two biggest... Like, I'm trying to think of how to word it. Like, not really conspiracies, but, like, general things that people try to convince others that are true.
The two biggest?
Yeah.
As a joke, I'd say the flat earthers. I am so sorry for them. But
same, actually, yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that's a big one. Like, that's been a big one.
See, in recent times, yeah.
See, I'm not a big conspiracy theory person.
Okay.
So, like, that, and then the lizard people one that you came up with, like, that's... I feel like that's always been around. Okay,
so, as a general thing, I would say the two things that aren't proven true that people believe in are aliens.
Okay.
And ghosts.
Okay. Okay, or yeah. If we're doing something, like...
Like, really general, yeah.
Okay.
My question, like, I didn't know how to word... That was my bad. So, I... believe in ghosts.
I'll say, here's the thing, I do too, and I can't say that I can't because I have a story, and if you want to hear that story, I'll tell you that
I'm very interested right after. And I also see, I don't know if I believe in aliens. Like, I want to, but at the same time, I don't think I can. Like, it's just I don't know, but
I just think it's very weird to think that we'd be the only people.
See, there's the thing.
If do I ever want to meet them? No.
You either believe that we are the only ones in the whole universe, or that there are other people in the universe. I think
it's very selfish for us to believe either way, that we're the only ones.
Either way, those are two scary things.
I mean, yes, both of those are very
scary.
Yeah,
so if you believe it or not, it's weird. Or that there's
other people,
yeah.
Very scary. I don't want to meet them, but I also I also can't say that, like, I believe I'm the only...
Exactly. That's like, that's why I think aliens are really interesting, because either way, it's really weird. Like, either way, it's, like, scary.
Yeah.
So now, ghosts. I'm interested to hear your story, because I have a story, but it's probably different. Here, you go ahead.
Okay.
Enlighten me.
So my grandma in Defiance.
Okay.
When she first got her house, whenever we would go over there, and it wasn't just us, it was like anyone, randomly throughout the day, in certain spots of the house, it would smell like cigar smoke. Randomly. Like, it would appear.
Like, you'd see the smoke? Or, like, just smell. It smells?
Oh, okay. Smell. Right. Like, pungent smell. And then it would disappear. Now you're probably thinking, like, okay, it's probably the people that owned it beforehand that, like... There are certain spots in the house that once a breeze comes through, some whatever, it kicks it up. To go along with the smell, and here's the thing that backs this up. There was a guy that only the kids could see.
It's creepy already.
Saw them at individual times, but all described the same guy. And it was always when the cigarette tobacco smoke popped up. Ended up, like, I'm not sure how exactly did it. Like, I'm pretty sure my grandma went, like, around the house and, like, prayed and stuff and, like, tried to clear it out.
Yeah.
Eventually got the guy out, cigarette smoke and all that stuff disappeared. But all explained the same guy. And it all occurred at the same time that there was, like, a strong tobacco cigarette smoke smell.
That is really odd.
Came and disappeared as fast as it did either way.
See, and like I said, I'm a pretty firm believer that ghosts exist. And it's kind of a, I mean, it's not even really a story. I'm not even going to tell it. Like, just from, like, a kind of a personal experience.
Okay.
And I feel like that's, like, some of it is that I feel like people that don't believe, or, like, people that, like, don't believe in, like, aliens or ghosts. This is applied to both. I feel like you don't, like, truly make, like, I don't know. Like, you can make a choice, obviously. You do or you don't. But, like, when you experience something like that, it's, like, it's the weirdest thing. Because then you're, like, now like, I believe this whole thing. And now, like, now there's all this evidence that, like...
I mean, here's another thing, too, to go along with all this. That is my own personal opinion. It's stupid for us to believe, if you're religious, that there are angels and demons, but there's nothing else out there. Like, why do we limit it to, if you're religious, why do you limit it to only angels and demons?
That's a fair point.
And why can't there be anything else? Why can't there be ghosts? Why can't there be whatever?
Yeah.
Like, what makes those two stick out and seem more realistic than anything else?
Like, picking and choosing, I don't know. And like,
you literally can't pick and choose anything in life, how it goes.
Yeah.
So why are you able to pick and choose that there are angels and demons, but there aren't ghosts, spirits, or anything else?
Yeah. And my perspective, I don't really like I was raised Christian, but I don't really practice any religion. So, like, it's like so hard to, it's so hard to believe that, like, it's so hard for someone, like, you said you've had your experience. So, like, it's so hard for someone, if I walked up and said they don't exist, then you're like, I've literally had an experience.
Yeah.
And they're like, nope, didn't happen. Like, you made it up. Like, how are you supposed to take that? You're like,
yeah,
literally saw it with my own eyes? Question mark? Like, that's the thing that gets me. It's like, people that don't believe, obviously, like, nothing's ever happened to make them change their mind.
Yeah.
Or to make them be like, I believed and now I don't. Or, like, something like that.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of that is kind of, like, perspective.
Okay.
And like I said, maybe you'll never know. Maybe it'll never be proven if it's true or not. But people are... I feel like, more on the alien side, people, like I said, just try to put answers where there's not.
Yeah.
Ghosts, kind of like a different story, I think. But like I said, like, I could just see, like, a light in the sky. Be like, oh, that's an alien.
Yeah.
And then be like, it was just a helicopter. Nope. My perspective, it was an alien. Just like, all right, I can't... And
argue.
Yeah, you can't argue because that's their take on it, you know? Yeah. It's weird. Just like...
It is.
I don't know.
And there probably will never be a definitive answer. And you know what? I'm fine with that.
Same. I think people need to what's the word?
Believers?
Not believers,
Theorists,
yeah. So, I, like, had a complete brain shutdown right there. I was like, adamant?
Theorists.
That's the word. I feel like need to understand, like, they're just, like, maybe it'll never be proven either way, and you just have to, like, you just have to accept the fact that that's how it is, because that's how it is.
Yeah.
And, like I said, I'm completely fine with that. Like, I'm not going to be like that guy that, I believe the moon landing was faked. And then someone comes up to me and is like, no, it actually happened. And then I'm going to, like, throw a fit and, like, be like, there was factual, and, like, freak out.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to believe that, like, you believe what you want. I'll believe what I want. Just,
yeah.
I feel like that's a lot of... People, like, just try to, like, force their... People try to force their beliefs.
Yeah.
And that's like...
A big one.
They have to respect other people's opinions, I think. Yeah. And that's... I think that's a lot of conspiracy stuff. Is just, like, people just need to respect that Some people may just not never accept your opinion, and then that's just how it is.
Yeah, just kind of move on.
Exactly. There's a lot of people in the world, not everyone's going to agree with the way you see something.
Yeah.
There's always going to be at least one person that's like, I don't think that's true.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Final topic?
Final topic.
Okay, so this will be a fun one. Nintendo Labo was released today. It is officially April 20th.
Yes.
First of all, I want to know what you know about it, and I want to know what your thoughts are based on what you know, and then I'll tell you what I know, and then see your interest based on that.
Okay. So, I know next to nothing.
Okay.
About anything. No, about this.
About anything.
About any... No.
I've been tricking you this whole time.
I know, like, next to nothing about this. I know it's cardboard stuff.
Yep.
And I know it has to do with the Switch.
Yep.
And I think it's, like... I'm just gonna... This is a complete, like, shot in the dark, by the way. Because I saw it at GameStop. Or, like, I saw, like, the pre-thing for it.
Yes.
Like, the poster's like... I didn't really, like, sit there look and, like, really... It. Yeah.
Yeah.
From what I understood, it's like... I mean, I assume you buy it.
Yes.
Okay. So you buy this package,
mm-hmm.
and it's like this... It's just, like, a cardboard thing, and you build it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like... The way I understand... It's just, like, a different way to play. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's, like, a different way to, like, move the controls. Like, you're going to build, like, a giant, elaborate, like, thing, and you're just going to turn this, and it'll, like, turn the joystick or something. Is kind of what I, like, thought when I saw it.
Okay.
And that's pretty well, like, my entire guess.
Okay. Okay.
Cool. Enlighten me, because I'm sure I'm not right at all.
Okay, so first of all, currently there are two bundles, I believe, that you can get. One is focused on this robot game where you build yourself your own mech suit.
Hmm.
And then you play as the robot. The second one is a bunch of different activities, ranging from piano to fishing to building, like, your own RC car, which if someone else has a second one, you can battle, like, try to knock the other person's over and, like, do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that there's another one. There are, like, four. Oh, there's this house one too that you build.
Okay.
In this, so basically they're $80, I believe. Comes with a game and comes with a bunch of cardboard corrugate pieces.
Okay.
They're all labeled. You put the game into your Nintendo Switch. And from there, you pick which thing you want to build. And that gives you the step-by-step instructions. Now, these building projects, they give you an estimated time of how long it'll take to build it. Can range from 10 minutes for your RC car to 4 hours building this robot. Now, I don't know how accurate these estimates are, but essentially, they give you everything you need to build it. You build whatever it is, whatever you decide, and then you're able to, on top of that, once you have the essential thing built, you can decorate and customize it any way you want. So, like, you can, obviously, because it's cardboard, you can, like, draw on it. You can throw on stickers. You can throw on whatever. Whatever you feel like doing. Customize it. Make it your own.
Okay.
But then you take the different parts of the Switch, the two Joy-Cons and the screen, basically, the console. And they are somehow positioned in these cardboard pieces. So, for example, the cardboard car that you make, the Joy-Con slip onto each side of the car. Okay? So, like, if this is a car, Joy-Con slip into each side.
Okay.
You then use the console part, and you're able to control that car with the console because the Joy-Cons use vibration. So that's how it moves the car itself.
Interesting.
And then it comes with a second car so that if someone else has a Switch as well, you're able to like duel. In which case you like try to knock the other person's over, and then there's like a explosion thing on the screen and stuff. Like there's stuff to go along with it. Another one, like for the piano, certain parts of it come with like reflective tape that tells you where to put the reflective tape on. And you put, one of the Joy-Cons has a infrared sensor on the bottom of it. So it's able to obviously tell how far things are by shooting beams of light and then reading off of it. So you put that in the back of the piano. It reflects off the reflective tape of where you put it. And based on the, like, it has regular piano keys. Based on the key you hit, which would, inside the piano, raise up a certain piece.
Interrupt the...
That have the reflective tape on it.
Okay.
And that's how it knows which one you're hitting to make the noise.
Interesting.
So they all essentially have their own form of entertainment or games to play. But you have to pay extra for it. It is only cardboard. So if you're like extremely rough with it, even if it gets wet,
wet,
you're screwed because then it's done with. Essentially, Nintendo's trying to find a new way for people to be interactive and active. I feel like it's almost like the Wii Part 2. They're trying to find other ways for them to do stuff like that. In which case, it's a cool concept, and they're supposed to be coming out with, like, additional ones. Like, these are just the two, like, the first wave.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be coming out with additional ones. But you have to invest up to 4 to 5 hours building the robot one.
Yeah, that's... If it actually is 4 to 5 hours, that's a tall order. Well, I mean, it's not a tall order, but it's a lot of time.
Like, you have to invest that much time into it, and then make sure that once you're done with it, nothing happens to it.
Right. I've got quite a lot to say. Ranging in various aspects of the Labo, you said?
Labo, yeah. Okay. L-A-B-O.
Firstly, like, I don't know if you'll know the answer to this or not. What's, like, the target demographic? Is it, like, well, obviously it's people that play Switch. I understand that. But, like, is it, like, people, like, our age? Or, like,
now, here's younger? The thing. It's
interesting. Because it seems kind of younger.
Very interesting. Because when they marketed it, because there are commercials.
Okay.
When they market it, they market it across the board. So some of them, like the RC car thing, they market that towards being like younger kids.
Right.
I mean, given it's a cool concept and everything, but they market it towards younger kids because like that's a simple 10-minute thing.
It's easier. Yeah. Right.
When you get to something like the piano, the house, that sort of thing, they market that to more of like the adults. So more of like the 23 to 30, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like
23
to 35, whatever. Whatever age range. That's when they market it to that. And then this robot one is kind of marketed to the teens. Like the in-between.
Okay.
Like it's still very cool the way they do it. Because it's able to track your hands as well as your feet for the robot one. So it tracks all your movements. So when you lift up your feet to walk in place, the robot walks. When you turn your head right or left, that's how you control the way the robot turns. When you like crouch down, the robot then turns into a tank. And when you stand up with your arms stretched out, the robot's able to fly.
Okay.
So it's a very cool concept. It's just a lot of a time sink.
Right.
To build it. And they seem to be trying to spread it across all ages, not just one specific.
So, first comment. I don't think the time is the biggest issue here, actually. I mean, like, okay, it's kind of a turnoff, yeah, yes. But if you're really, like... You said how much do you know? Are they?
Price-wise?
Like, price-wise, yeah.
I believe they're 80.
Okay.
So you're paying for the game plus the...
The
card, material.
Right, yeah. Okay. So, here's my first thing. First thing. I see this as a very Lego kind of mm-hmm. type oriented
yes.
thing. You know, you buy it, you build it, get to play with it after.
Yeah.
So I'll start off with the things I have an issue with.
Okay.
Firstly, going back to the Lego thing. Okay, you know those people, like, did you play with Legos when you grew up?
Yeah, I had like a huge
time. Same. Like, I loved Legos. Still kind of, yep, still to this day, like, I like,
two if Christmases someone buys... ago, one of my presents was the
exactly.
Boba Fett.
Someone buys me one. A Lego. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yes, someone buys me a Lego right kit, now. I'll build it, and I'll play with it like I'm, like, a little kid. So, I was a Lego kid. I was a Lego kid, per se.
Yeah.
There are people that were not, and they don't, like... Not that they don't understand it, but, yeah, like, not good at it? I don't know if even okay. good's the word, yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
they have trouble, like, getting the directions, like, specifically, especially with yeah. Legos, it's very particular. If you build it wrong, you're kind of screwed. You get yes. one set, correct?
Yeah.
So you build it wrong, you, like, you fold it too many times and it breaks, you're out, whatever.
Now, given they do seem like... pretty thick.
I was going to say, pieces. That was another positive. I heard that it was very nice cardboard.
They seem very durable. Say,
so, that is
for
a good thing.
For being cardboard, they seem very durable.
That is a good thing. But, like, if there ever is that instance where, like,
but yes,
maybe you mess up the directions and you do it wrong, kind of screwed.
Well, here was what I was thinking.
Is with what the, I was, yeah.
With the RC car in particular.
Okay.
It almost looks like one of those Hexbug nano things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how it was, like, a rectangle
shape? You turn
it
on, it, like, shakes the legs, yes, and it's like...
But there's, like, only, like, three legs or whatever on each side.
Yeah, I have
a total of six. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's literally that. So, mm-hmm, here's the thing. With it being vibrations, and those legs being the only thing in contact, and it constantly rubbing that's up true against the floor, eventually those are gonna wear down.
Very true. Never thought about that. My other thing is, I want to know, if you build it, I want to know the amount of accuracy the building, like, let's say, like, you're off. Let's say you, like, fold it incorrectly, like, okay, a little bit, you're a little bit off.
Okay.
I want to know how, like, how lenient it is. I want to know, like, if you build it and it's, like, a few inches off here and a few inches off there, will it work? Now, or will it, like, it doesn't even work?
Okay, so here's the thing. They're actually, where you're supposed to fold it, it's perforated already.
Oh, okay. That's good.
So they make it easy for you to fold.
Okay. I was going to say, because if you fold it and it's like, it's like wonky.
Yeah, no,
like,
then no.
I'm sure it wouldn't work. Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's good. Like you said, if it gets wet, I want to know, like how wet can it get before it just collapses?
Yeah, before it's cardboard mush.
Here's another thing. If you build it...
they will come.
Can you take it back apart? Will it still work? Like, it doesn't sound like... You know how the Switch is, like, mobile?
Yes.
Kind of. Like, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This does not seem mobile.
These are very
is
much...
Is my comment.
These are very much you built... Now, there's no tape or glue involved. So, theoretically,
okay,
you could take
good
them all apart.
Mm-hmm.
Very much, you build it, and it's complete.
And you need to keep it, yeah, you need to keep it somewhere.
Yes.
You can't, like, and
yes
then take it somewhere and then build it back?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. This is all just clarification. Now, so those are my only, like, things I thought of right away, like,
mm-hmm,
I can see this being an issue. Now, obviously, like, this... Obviously, it's gonna... I think it, like... Okay, so part of it is, like... I'm trying to think of like how to word. Mm-hmm. So like part of the experience.
Yes.
Building it.
Yes.
And the game itself. Like, I think the success of this is going to be based on those two factors alone. How easy or hard it is to build, which from the way you guys make, from the way you make it sound, it's easy. And mm-hmm. I'm all for that, you know? If it's like, if younger kids are going to be able to play it, you're going to have ones that are like, and it's going to be like five steps, yeah. and it's going to be built. But if the games are good also.
Now, the games do seem good.
Okay, then that's...
They do seem good.
That's good. Because like I said, I know very little about yeah. this. So, here is my, like, I don't know, just a general, like, statement.
Yeah.
This is very Nintendo.
Very.
Because Nintendo has always been, ever since the Wii, Nintendo has either been hit or miss.
Yes.
Because they've been so groundbreaking. As mm-hmm. I would say groundbreaking.
Yeah.
The Wii, obvious a success. Then you have, like, the Wii U.
Now, here's another thing I didn't tell you about.
Or the DS.
Here's another thing I didn't tell you about.
What?
They're also calling them Toy Cons. Nintendo
that's Labo cringe.
Toy Cons. And I here's why I looked this up. Because their catchphrase.
Ooh.
Okay, so good. This is what it looks like. It comes in this box. Box is about the size of like a briefcase. Pretty much. They're all color coded, they're all labeled, you get everything you need. So, like, here's the fishing game. So, like, one of the Joy-Cons is there, the screen's there, another Joy-Con is back here. Here's this house one. That based on where you put the thing and where you interact with it, different things happen. Now, their catchphrase is, and this is why I was trying to look it up. Hold on, it's loading. I believe. Make, play, discover. Is their catchphrase. So essentially they want it to be a whole like experience that I believe this is only wave one of what they're coming out with. Now I have seen videos and stuff of it. Excuse me. And they do look fun. It does look like a fun thing. For how long will they be fun? I'm not sure.
See, because I was kind of getting to this. So, Nintendo, like I said, they're either hit or miss because they're so groundbreaking. Yes. Wii was a success. DS is a success. Wii U, technically a flop. Okay, whatever. Move yeah. on. Switch, I would say a success.
Very much.
Now, so. This, the Labo.
Yes.
As I said, this is going to be a hit, or this is going to be a miss. Mm-hmm. And it obviously none of us know, and we won't know until further down the line.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. So their motto was what? Build, play, discover?
Discover, yes.
Okay, I agree with the build. I agree with the play. Discover? I don't know.
Now, here's why I think it's in waves. There's multiple ones. Because if you look at their packaging, and they may have announced that it is waves. I'm not sure.
Okay.
This says Toy-Con 2.
Oh.
The variety kit that I was telling you about is Toy-Con 1.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me believe that there's multiple that are coming out in the future. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. For this robot one, this is literally what you're wearing. You're wearing, like, a giant turtle shell backpack. With string that's tied to both your feet loops and hand loops. As well as like a goggle visor.
Man, I do not know about this. I feel like this is Nintendo's take on VR. Honestly.
Okay.
I'll just say that as a random statement.
Now here's the thing.
Or at least the robot.
Here's the thing. They...
What in the
The thing doesn't actually, the switch doesn't actually slide in there. So here's what these visor, here's what this visor does. Visor up, third person. Visor down, first person. That's all the visor does. It doesn't actually hold the switch. So it's not even technically VR.
Let me make another statement. I'm still waiting to determine whether VR is a success or not. Okay, I'm still on the fence about VR.
Fair point.
Let alone this. I mean, this hasn't even... What? Has this come out yet?
Today.
Oh, today, right.
Released today.
See, we don't even... Like, yeah, so... I'm on board with it. My... Another... people from a distance... People, I feel like, are not going to pay $90 for this.
Yeah.
Let me say that. And again, I could be completely wrong. This could go... I mean, I'm sure this will fly off the shelves.
Yeah.
Because Nintendo kind of has its, like, cult following, you know? Yeah. But I feel like that's just way, way too expensive. They have to get that cost down.
Let me also bring you this point. When they announced this a couple months ago, literally the next morning, I get an email from my dad with a link to this. That one of the people that works, where he works, found it and shared it with him and a couple other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, before I could even say anything to him about it,
mm-hmm.
he knew about it.
Hmm.
Which is very interesting because he doesn't, like, exist in the video game world, and neither does the person that sent him this.
That is interesting, yeah.
So, it's like, it's very interesting the fact of, like, the people that it draws attention from, which is, like, the normal crowd, and also people that are like, this is interesting. Like, not the normal crowd. So it's like, will it be a big thing? I mean, the Switch has already sold so well.
Honestly, I would say the Switch is a success already. Compared to the Wii U, easily a success.
Okay, now I believe it actually already sold enough to outshine the GameCube.
Really? Oh.
Which was like Nintendo's highest,
mm-hmm.
fastest selling.
And, well, I think part of that is the more, like, more games that they're allowing to be played on the Switch 100%, easily. 100%. Because that was always my, like, not, like, turn off, but, like, it was always just kind of, like, something that I couldn't look... Like, you play Skyrim on the Switch now. That is a huge positive to me.
Yep.
Because that was always my thing, like, Nintendo games are good and all, but Bethesda is... They're top-notch. Anyway, that random statement. So... Again, it's going to be time whether it's a success or not. I couldn't even tell you if I think it's going to be a success or not, because I'm literally that much on the fence. And
it's because it's so weird. It's so Nintendo that it's so
It's
out
so
there.
Nintendo, it's like, I don't even know what to think about it.
Yeah.
Because it's just like...
Now here's the thing. If I somehow get my hands on this, whether I convince my dad to, like, buy it for me, mm-hmm. so that he can entertain himself...
Mm-hmm.
Would you try it?
Absolutely. I'd be on board to try it. I haven't even played this. I haven't played the Switch yet.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
Yeah,
that's
so nice. that's another thing that I would like. Yeah. But I would absolutely try it because... I mean, I'm always open to... I mean, I don't want to, like, make statements without actually, like, experiencing it myself, you know? Yeah, I'm really interested to see where it goes, how much it sells, if the price changes, if it...
Yeah.
Like, what people say. I'm really interested about the quality. Like we were talking about the quality. Like, mm-hmm. if it does happen to get wet, like, how durable it is it?
Yeah.
Especially with the robot. You know,
mm-hmm.
That was my other thing. Like, you're going to have so much storage space.
Yep.
And that was my thing. Like, it's kind of like... It's not like countering from the Switch, but at the same time, it kind of is it doesn't really make sense, kind of. It's like the Switch was like, you can go on the move and play.
It seems like the thing that they want you to share with people, but you don't share it with anyone unless they come to your house.
Exactly. That's kind of what I was... I'm like...
And that's not what the Switch is for. The Switch is for you to share it with other people and take it to their house.
So now you just have this giant cardboard robot sitting in your room, and you're like, well, this is great. I don't know.
And if it does take 4 hours to build, you're not going to want to unbuild that.
Oh, no, 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 no. No. Yeah. So I'm pretty interested. I'll probably watch a few videos. I'm really curious about the robot just because of how big it is. Like, I didn't think it was literally the size of a person.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're, like, that's crazy.
You're wearing like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle backpack. And then you have...
See, it's kind of like the VR thing. You need space. What about all the people that live in, like, little tiny apartments, you know? You're not going to be... You can't, like, have a giant cardboard robot in your 100-square-foot apartment or anything. Like, I don't know. It interests me. And I'm curious, like, the ones that they have out now. I'm curious to see, like... if they'll have, like Zelda-themed one? Mm. Or, like, a Mario... Like, I want to see a theme. Interesting. I want to see a theme.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they already have the license. I mean, they own Mario. Yeah. They own Zelda and all that.
That's true.
So, I'd be curious... Or, like, a Splatoon or something. Like, I'd be curious to see if they can, like...
incorporate into the jobs that they already have.
Yeah, I think that would bring a lot more success. I mean, I don't know if it, like, added to what it's going to do. I don't know. It is interesting, though.
Interesting.
I think it's kind of like the same thing. Like I said, like, Nintendo's always just kind of done that. Like, when the Wii came out, everyone was like, I don't know.
Okay.
And then it blew up, and
now
they're here, so.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
I will show you videos afterwards, then.
I'm looking forward to it.
We can figure it out ourselves.
Absolutely.
So here we go. That was the end of topic 4. We're officially closing this podcast.
We did it.
How do you feel it being your second podcast?
I feel great. I'm glad that I passed Matthew.
You coming back for a third?
I hope to be coming back for a third. Maybe we'll have a giant cardboard robot by then.
By then.
Maybe we can do a 4-hour video of just sitting there building.
Trying to build it.
Live stream. Let's go.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, I look forward to coming back and had a good time.
Good.
Glad we got to talk about all your stress in college.
My stress,
and
yes.
Fun stuff. You got to let it all out.
Yeah.
It's a good time. The invasion hasn't happened yet, as far as I can tell.
We're still in one piece.
Still alive. The world didn't... I forgot to talk about how the world was supposed to end, like, 50 times before.
it's supposed to end, like, 50 times more.
If you just, like, just every other day just say, world's gonna end. Mm. One day you'll be right. Maybe.
Maybe. Eventually. Yeah. Okay. Well... as usual, what are the things that they need to do?
Oh, I got it. You need to like, you need to comment, you need to subscribe, you need to click that bell icon to get all notifications.
There you go. There you go. Do all of those things because Cody is right.
I am always right.
Good job, Cody.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, we hope that you guys have enjoyed this past hour and... probably a half.
Probably. Hey, we gotta talk about some good stuff.
And of course, if you did, make sure that you share and let other people know about it so that you can spread the joy that we're hopefully spreading to you. And I guess we'll see you next week. So have a fantastic day, fantastic rest of your week, and until then, see ya.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.